Secretary Dillon on the line for the president.
Just ask for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, please.
Doug.
Yes, Mr. President.
I'm very sorry I delayed you, but I want to be a good host.
That's wonderful. So all I was going to say was, I think as far as we're concerned here domestically, the thing has worked quite well. There's not been an effect on the long-term markets that amounts to anything, and what effect there has been confined to the very short-term funds where we wanted it. I've talked to both Henry Alexander and David Rockefeller, and neither of them indicated any need or appropriateness at this time to take any action to increase the prime rate. So that was the key thing we were worrying about. Bill Martin was very clear last in his press conference, after talking with us before, that it was not necessary. He said so publicly, and I think that has a real effect. That's the sort of good side of the coin. Side that's not quite so good is that apparently in the debate yesterday in Parliament in London, Labour fellows again did not do too well and sort of watered down the effectiveness of what they've done by saying that they were going to take measures so that it wouldn't have any effect internally and that they'd get rid of it right away and so forth. And as a result, they still seem to have more of a problem than any of us or any of the people on the continent first thought. And the Cromer has called us, he's the head of the Bank of England, and he's quite disturbed and says the real problem now is that sort of a lack of confidence in this Labour government that they know what they're doing. And we're talking with some of the other people on the continent, these central banks, try to see what, if anything, can be done to provide additional support from the continent, which is a problem area for the British. But their situation sort of took a surprising turn after that debate. The first reaction was very good in the morning, and then after the debate, it turned sour on them because they did sort of the same thing they did in their budget debate, as I described it to you.
Looks like we ought to get them to quit talking, doesn't it?
Well, they don't seem to quite know how. They're always talking for their election audience when they realize they got a big problem. They ought to be talking for a little wider, or sort of worldwide audience, and they don't realize that.
Are you going to be there after Thanksgiving, or are you going to be away a while?
Oh, no, I'm going to be here. I plan to, for the day of Thanksgiving, to be up in New Jersey with my father, but I'm going to be here back that night.
Right, I'll probably be up right afterwards.
Right.
And we'll be in touch, and I want you to keep in touch with me on these developments. Now, did they lose any money yesterday?
Oh, no, they gained a very substantial amount yesterday, but then they've lost it all today.
How much they lost today?
Oh, they've lost just over 100 million.
They gained 75 yesterday?
Yeah. Mm. And, but they gained the whole 75 before this talking began in the afternoon. And when that began, it ceased suddenly. And
now the IMF gave them $1 billion last week?
No, the IMF hasn't given them any yet, but it's... they've got an arrangement to get $1 billion from them. The date they were going to draw it was a week, I guess a week from tomorrow, on the 2nd of December. That's the date it's all been planned. They might have to move that up. But what we think's really needed now, and I think we're talking with them, I think they ought to take the lead in it, is some indication of support from the continent of Europe, from say the German central bank and the Dutch, Italian, and that sort of thing. If they could announce they had some extra credits from them, it would. Everybody knows about this IMF thing. That might do the trick if we join in on that.
Fine. I got your note on that other fella, and I have some interest in it. I want to talk to you about it. I haven't talked to anybody else.
There's a political problem that I very well recognize, and that may be one that, I mean, relations with Congress that may make it not practical, but on just the technical, his ability to do the job, there's no doubt.
I want you, though, to really put on your thinking cap like that and get some others that we can talk about for the varying things. I know your deep feeling about how it ought to be done, and I agree, but until we really get that point, I want to do as much preliminary work as I can for myself, and I want to rely on you to kind of help me.
I'll be glad to.
Give Phyllis my love.
I certainly will. There's one other thing, Mr. President. I understood that you had, through Youngblood, said you wanted to have a talk with Jim Rowley.
Yeah, I just told him at some time I wanted to tell him what I had told you, that I had faith in him, and that I particularly was pleased with the folks they had around me.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I thought we were having some, we're coming sort of up to our conclusions on this committee, and it revolves a bit around that. It might be better if I could have a talk with you first.
You do that. That's all right. And, you do that. I just told him when I got back I wanted to do it, and he said, well, he'd come down here, and I said, no, I don't think it. You need to do that. But I just want to do it so they can keep their morale up. I don't want them squabbling back and forth and feel like
if
we think more of FBI.
Yeah. Well, we've been making a good deal of progress here. We're about ready to have a further report to you and on that thing, but I did want to talk to you specifically about that problem. Probably it would be helpful before you talk to Rowley.
All right, yeah, we'll do that.
All right, well, see you in the weekend. Thank you, Mr.
President. Any other news? Wait a minute, I want to read you something that's out of this paper this morning.
Yeah.
British government raised Bank of England lending rates Monday, triggered action which promises to increase all interest rates in the United States.
Yeah.
By mid-afternoon Monday, bank officials in Dallas were trying to figure out what actions they would have to take. Of this much, they were certain. The interest they pay on savings time deposits will have to be increased. The interest they charge borrowers will certainly go up.
New York bankers are not as categorical. The one thing that will go up is the rate they pay on
savings.
Time deposits. No, not on savings. They haven't been allowed to increase that. They were allowed. The only increase that was allowed there was to pay 4% in the first year as against 3.5% before. And it's been 4% right along for over a year, and that's being maintained. So. There's no.
Well, it'll go up on the first year, though, won't it?
On the first year, they'll go up from 3.5% to 4%, which is not a very major major change in their costs or anything else. Most of these savings accounts are longer term. Where they will go up more, I think more important, is on the time deposits, which they have from corporations largely. And where the rate was 4%, and they've been now, it's now going to be 4.5% for a time deposit beyond 90 days. And this is the rate that's competitive with money moving overseas. So that was the rate that had to be increased. It's also competitive with our short-term government rates. And if that had not gone up, they would have lost these time deposits, which would have been very deflationary in the banking system. But as to the lending rates, that's what I was saying, talking to big banks in New York, they certainly don't seem to be of a mind at the moment to initiate any action themselves, and they're ready to sit by and wait and see what happens. And Henry Alexander says an awful lot of reasons because of the low long-term rates, so why he doesn't think it's proper or appropriate now or possible to have an increase in the prime rate, which is what would increase the cost of the business.
Hope he's right.
David Rockefeller said much the same thing, because that's what Bill Martin said in his press conference.
Well, now, are you going to say that publicly anywhere, or do you just leave that up to them?
Well, it was much more effective having it come from Martin than it even would be from us. They all think of him as non-political. We backed him up, said this would not have any effect on business, but we didn't predict rates.
Okay, Dan. All right. Bye.